40 greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
We're exactly 2 weeks away to the FIFA presidential election in Zurich, Switzerland. At stake is arguably the most powerful position in international sports, head of world football's governing body. In advance of the election, the five candidates are lobbying for votes all over the world. One of the candidates, Prince Ali bin Al Hussein from Jordan, held a news conference in Geneva. Lisa Schlein tells us more from Geneva.
FIFA's long-serving president, Sepp Blatter, was forced to step down after the organization he led for 17 years became mired in scandal last year. A new president will be chosen on February 26th from a list of five candidates. Prince Ali Al Hussein, who is in the running, says the election will be FIFA's last chance to turn its back on the shame and turmoil of the past and turn a new page. He warns business as usual is no longer possible. He says a real and visible change in the culture of the organization must take place to ward off the worst.
If we don't do that, the outside forces that have already affected FIFA will only grow stronger. Governments will step up their investigations, more sponsors will walk away, and more revenue will be lost.
The United States has indicted 14 officials and associates of FIFA on wire fraud, racketeering, and money laundering charges. In a separate action, Swiss authorities have launched a criminal inquiry into FIFA's controversial awarding of the 2018 and 2022 World Cups to Russia and Qatar. Prince Ali says his reform plan will turn FIFA into a transparent, ethical, and democratic organization that is accountable to governments, associations, and the public. For starters, he says he will propose a limit of 2 4-year consecutive terms for FIFA president and members of the executive committee. He says he will disclose top salaries. If elected president, he says he will immediately contact the Swiss and U.S. attorney generals to offer cooperation to reach a swift conclusion to their investigations. He says FIFA, under his presidency, would no longer be ruled by fear and intimidation.
Let me tell you what happens when you don't go with the recognized powers in FIFA. Development projects mysteriously stall. Tournament hosting bids are suddenly compromised or withdrawn. National teams start to mysteriously face less favorable fixtures and even referees. All of these are effective ways to punish member associations that fail to demonstrate political loyalty.
Prince Ali says FIFA's 209 members know the organization is in crisis. He says the presidential election on February 26th is critical, as it will determine whether a small group of powerful individuals will hold FIFA hostage. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thanks, Lisa. Just ahead on the Sunny Side of Sports, my VOA colleague James Buddy will have a Black History Month segment on one of basketball's greatest players.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
It's time now for our Black History Month facts for today, February 12th. On this day in 1934, retired American professional basketball player William Felton Bill Russell was born in West Monroe, Louisiana. He played for the Boston Celtics of the National Basketball Association, NBA, from 1956 to 1969. A five-time NBA Most Valuable Player, Russell was the centerpiece of the Celtics dynasty, winning 11 NBA championships during his 13-year career. Along with Henry Richer of the National Hockey League's Montreal Canadiens, Russell holds the record for the most championships won by an athlete in a North American sports league. Don't give up the
fight. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Andrew, what's trending in the sports world on this Friday?
Well, the name Adam Johnson has been trending for the past couple of days. Now, Adam Johnson is a 28-year-old English footballer, formerly of the Sunderland Football Club.
Okay.
Of course, EPL is huge around the world, so a lot of interest in that. But Adam Johnson pled guilty to having a physical relationship with an underage girl, and so this has been trending as his trial has proceeded. A lot of social media reaction to this, people ranging from sadness over the situation, disgust, and the one comment I thought was very interesting, someone tweeted out and said, "Millions of young men dream of playing in the EPL and dream of playing football," and he, Adam Johnson, had this dream and kind of gave it away. So that really struck a chord, I think, with a lot of people on social media that he had this great life, this great career, and then threw it away.
Yeah, I imagine Sunderland fans have to be kind of in mourning on this Friday.
I think so, and it's the interesting thing, not just within England, but like I said, around the world, there's so much interest. There are Sunderland fans all over the world. There are EPL fans all over the world. So there's a lot of global interest to the story, and that's why it's one of the top global trending terms on Twitter today.
Andrew, let me remind our Voice of America listeners, in terms of Twitter, you can send me tweets at VOA Sunny Sports. At VOA Sunny Sports is my handle. And my Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Andrew, let me share a few Facebook messages I received on Friday. My friend Vincent Maloba writes from Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Vincent is a constable for the Kenya Police Diplomats Protection Unit, and he's also known as the beat cop for the Sunny Side of Sports. I must admit, Andrew, I always feel safer when the beat cop is on patrol in Nairobi.
Absolutely.
Vincent says he tunes in the Sunny Side of Sports and other VOA programming on 107.5 FM, the Voice of America's 24/7 FM affiliate in Kenya's capital. In Vincent's words, "I'm taking my seat as usual on this Friday evening, Sunny, to hear your show." Thanks for writing, Vincent. And Gona Aaron Geaton sent me another Facebook message from Zambia. And Aaron correctly points out that on this day 4 years ago, February 12th, 2012, the Chipolo Polo of Zambia won their first Africa Cup of Nations football trophy, beating Ivory Coast 8-7 on penalty kicks in Libreville, Gabon. Thanks for writing, Aaron, and a shout out for the Chipolo Polo of Zambia. Andrew, what else is trending in sports?
Well, turning from football to American football, Peyton Manning, of course, just won the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. Congratulations to him. But Peyton wasn't necessarily the top topic on social media. It was his brother, Eli. Now, okay. Eli Manning is
also a quarterback.
Also a quarterback for the New York Giants. And Eli Manning was watching his brother play in the Super Bowl, and Peyton Manning's Denver Broncos scored a touchdown, and they cut to Eli Manning and the Peyton and Eli Manning family. And Eli just looked so defeated and dejected. And this quickly spread across social media as a meme, people saying he couldn't even be happy for his brother. Well, Peyton's finally come out now on the Tonight Show. He went on there to making the rounds on the talk shows. And Peyton has said, "Well, Eli told me that he was actually contemplating the game, and that's why he had that look on his face. He was thinking, should he go for one extra point, or the kick, or should they go for two extra points and try to run it into the end zone on the extra points after that touchdown?" So that was the explanation for that face, but a lot of social media reaction to that. As interesting as we've talked about before, with things like the Super Bowl, with these big sporting events, you never quite know what social media is going to seize on. And in this case, it was Eli Manning's reaction that
I was wondering if maybe Eli was dejected that his older brother has now tied him in terms of Super Bowl trophies.
That's funny, because that was the joke that everyone made on social media, that they would put the picture of Eli Manning's face and say, oh, I'm not the favorite son anymore. Or, oh, I guess we're tied now with number of Super Bowl wins. I'm not the top winner in the family. So it was interesting that a lot of people made a lot of jokes about that.
And just a reminder for our VOA football fans, American-style football, Peyton Manning's Denver Broncos defeated the Carolina Panthers 24-10 in the 50th Super Bowl played in Santa Clara, California. And now Eli and Peyton are tied. I think Eli has won two Super Bowl trophies with the New York Giants, but that's quite a family rivalry there.
It is, for sure, and it's one that may not continue, though, because one of the other things that social media is talking about is Peyton Manning, what is he going to do now that he's won this second Super Bowl? He's 39 years old. He was the oldest quarterback to play in a Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl, and there's a lot of questions about his future, whether he's going to retire. At the end of the Super Bowl, a couple of journalists asked him on the field, said, do you have a big announcement you want to make? And he said, I'm going to take some time and think about it. So social media is all over that. They're wondering, is he going to retire? Is he not? I think most people are leaning towards, I think he's probably going to retire. He's going to go out on top. He's already, you know, the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. He may not want to risk any more injury to try to win another one at the age of 40. 39 is probably the good time to go out.
Another athlete, Andrew, parallels to Peyton Manning. He's on his last legs, so to speak, in the sports world. Kobe Bryant, who has announced that this will be his final season in the National Basketball Association. Kobe will be in Toronto, Canada this weekend for the NBA's 65th annual All-Star Game. This will be Kobe's 18th All-Star appearance. Only one other player, retired great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, has made more with 19, but Kobe definitely has a following on Twitter, doesn't he?
I think Kobe has more Twitter followers than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it's safe to say. Kobe Bryant has about 8.6 million Twitter followers, so a huge audience on social media, befitting a champion that he is.
And once again, that game will be played on Sunday at the Air Canada Center in Toronto, the NBA's 65th annual All-Star Game. Andrew Polcheski, VOA social media reporter, thanks for joining us again on the Sunny Side of Sports.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to be here.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
The 65th NBA All-Star Game tips off Sunday in Toronto, Canada. Joining me now to talk about the game and the league itself is VOA Swahili chief Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza. Hoops. Basketball is your favorite sport, right?
That's a very good introduction. Thank you, Sarin. Thanks for having me here.
First off, Mwamoyo, location. First time the game has been played outside the United States, Toronto, Canada. Is that a sign that the NBA wants to market itself in foreign lands?
Absolutely. I think that's what the NBA is thinking, trying to expand the brand, you know, go outside the United States. And as you know, this season, last season, there are some NBA games that were played outside the U.S. Some were played in London. Some were played in Mexico. So the NBA is trying so much to expand its brand. And it has done that through the number of international players in the league right now. But I think it's taking baby steps, you know, outside the U.S. in actually playing the games outside.
Let's take a look at the lineups for Sunday's game. I think maybe the most watched player, Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors. He's the league's leading scorer, reigning most valuable player. In your opinion, is he the most exciting player in basketball today?
Right now, at this moment, yes. But this weekend, he's going to be in the in the game with Kobe Bryant.
That's
who's
right.
Playing his last All-Star game, and he will probably bring a monster game. So Steph Curry, you know, he got a competition there.
Yeah, shout out for Kobe. I think this is his 18th All-Star appearance. Only one other player has made more. He's now retired. You know
Kareem
who he is?
Abdul-Jabbar.
There you go. He knows his hoops. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I think even Kareem will probably be in Toronto this weekend. It brings out all the old stars and the new stars.
Yeah, usually that's what they do. They bring all the old players. You know, there's actually a game for all the players who have left the game, and they can some play in the celebrity game, and you know, so it's a weekend of fun, a weekend of you know, basketball,
just celebration,
to show the celebration, yeah, and then the game itself. You know, it's always fun to watch.
Stephen Curry, so much fun to watch. He'll be joined in Toronto by two of his teammates, his backcourt partner, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Let's talk about the Warriors, Mwamoyo. Unbelievable start this year. I mean, did you think they would play so well after winning the NBA title?
Honestly, I didn't think they'd play so well. They would play so well. I thought they would do good, and they're likely to win the championship again. But what they're doing is just so amazing. It's almost stifling of every team they come up against. And, you know, we always say the playoffs are a different game, you know. So we have to wait and see. But as the way they're playing right now is just absolutely amazing. It's so exciting. They make everything look so easy. And, you know, every player plays well when Stephen Curry is in the game. And it's a team that has gelled so well after like 2 years.
It's hard not to keep talking about Curry, but he was just recently here in Washington. He fired in 51 points, and I think he tied his career record, 11 three-point shots. And when he was here, I know he met with President Obama at the White House. President yeah. Obama has described Curry as the greatest long-range shooter he's ever seen. What is your opinion?
I would say so. And he makes it so it looks so effortless. And that's what makes it so exciting. I mean, we have seen, you know, great NBA, you know, long-range shooters. But Stephen Curry makes it so, it just appears so effortless, so easy. Not other players can do it that way. So that's what makes it special.
Are there any special players that you'll be really watching on Sunday in Toronto in terms of your favorite players?
I think we're looking at who might be the MVP in this game. And you have, of course, Kobe Bryant. You know, I bet Kobe Bryant will try to kill it in this game.
He's a shooter, too.
He's a shooter, too.
He likes to shoot from long range.
He can shoot. He can dunk. He can drive. And, you know, but you also have, you know, LeBron James. And usually, if you have noticed, in NBA All-Stars, they like to, you know, pay respect to players from the same town. So Kyle Lowry.
That's right.
has a chance of becoming the MVP. And he's been playing very well. He's putting up great numbers heading to the NBA to the All-Star game, almost averaging 20 points.
Mm.
So, I mean, those players and the whole roster, when you look at the roster in the East, you have Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, Paul George. Paul George is also a candidate for
Comeback Player of the Year.
Comeback Player of the Year, and also for the MVP in this game. And then you have LeBron James. From the West, you have Russell Westbrook. You have Stephen Curry, of course. Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant. I mean, this is a good matchup. This is a dream matchup for an all NBA All-Star game.
Now, let's look ahead a bit to the playoffs. Do you see maybe the five-time champion San Antonio Spurs giving the Warriors a battle in the postseason?
Almost definitely, because, you know, the San Antonio Spurs, they know when to pick. They always pick at the right time. They are so much experienced. They are so well coached, you know, and you never know how they're going to come in the playoffs. Now, the coach for Golden State, Steve Kerr, he was a player for San Antonio and assistant coach
That's right.
San Antonio.
That's right.
So this will be Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr, you know, matching up. So, you know, but I think Golden State, they will have their test, real test, if they come up against San Antonio Spurs in the playoffs.
We talked about Kobe. This is his final season, 37. Tim Duncan, he did not make it to the All-Star game, but he might be the oldest player in the NBA right now. This guy that's been kind of under his wing now, LaMarcus Aldridge, they picked him up in the offseason. How important has Aldridge been to San Antonio this season?
He has been extremely important for San Antonio because he's filling up the gap that Tim Duncan is leaving. And as you see, they have been using Tim Duncan very sparingly. So they're probably waiting during the playoffs. They bring in Tim Duncan, and then you have Aldridge. You have experience. You have youth. That would be a monster team during the playoffs.
What about from the East, Momoyo? Do you see it ultimately being LeBron James and the Cavaliers again?
Almost definitely. I don't see any team challenging seriously LeBron James and the Cavaliers for the NBA Finals. You know, Indiana, they are playing better right now. Miami is doing very well, but I don't see anyone challenging Cleveland Cavaliers.
Before the main All-Star game tips off on Sunday, they play what's called a Rising Stars Challenge. It's for first and second year players in the NBA, possible future All-Stars. Any players to watch in that contest?
The guy from New York, I can't remember the name.
Oh, Porzingis.
Porzingis,
the Latvian.
Latvian player. Great player, very exciting. I mean, he's got moves that we haven't seen lately in the NBA. You have this Congolese guy.
Moutier.
Out of Denver. He's also playing very well. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be give us indication of... and I think this is a very good category for the NBA, you know, to highlight the rising stars. Because otherwise, these are players who would have taken years to get to the NBA All-Star, but now they're getting a chance, you know, very early in their career. So I think it's a very good category.
Making it full circle to Kobe. Kobe wasn't an All-Star his first year. It took him some time to adapt.
It took him some time,
get
yeah.
used to
yeah.
it. So yeah. Maybe we'll see these players in the game down the road.
Yeah. And here's, how is this for deja vu? I went and checked if Del Curry, Steph Curry's father, had played in the NBA All-Stars, but he never did. And I was surprised because he was a great shooter.
He was, very good shooter. And I guess now when he goes up against his son, those must be fun to watch, those shooting contests.
Exactly.
All right, thank you very much, Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the chief of VOA Swahili Service. Thanks for joining us on the program, Mwamoyo.
Anytime.
This is Dikeme Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on The Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us now with his latest quiz.
Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League? And that includes the former name of the competition. It was then known as the African Cup of Champions Clubs. So what we're talking about, Sonny, is way back to 1964 when this competition started. So it's between 1964 and 2015. Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League?
2016 is a leap year, David, so we're going to set a deadline of Monday, February 29th, to get your entries in. David and I will now tell you where you can send your entries.
VOA!
It's David.Legg, and Legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's David.Legg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
And the first three people with correct answers to David Legg's quiz will be receiving some of those delightful VOA goodies. So get your entries in. We heard Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, VOA Swahili chief, mention Oklahoma City Thunder star Russell Westbrook. He'll be playing on Sunday in the 65th NBA All-Star Game. Well, Westbrook definitely starred on Thursday night in Oklahoma City, came very close to a triple-double. That's double figures in three different statistical categories. Westbrook had 23 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds to help lead the Oklahoma City Thunder to a 121-95 victory over the New Orleans Pelicans. Very emotional game. It was played a day after the Thunder's assistant coach, Monty Williams' wife, died. Ingrid Williams was involved in a car crash on Tuesday night in Oklahoma City, and she died on Wednesday. A moment of silence was observed before the game for Ingrid Williams. May she rest in peace. And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Greg Burns. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the sunny side of sports.